one last series of deep charges placed here, here, and here. I know we'll find it this time.
More charges? That's a bit risky, Chief.
Our job is to find Terranium in these catacombs.
Weaken the roof. It's a treacherous rock formation.
Well, so are they all.
Chief, we've already packed in enough explosive to hollow out the moon.
Then our job should be done.
But don't share your enthusiasm for dangerous shortcuts.
You lack faith in my judgment?
All right, I'll set the charges myself.
Look, Chief, you're the expert.
Well, I want your advice. Don't I ask for it?
Then I've said nothing.
He's not himself anymore.
Yeah, well, if your wife was dying, I guess you wouldn't be yourself either.
Moonbase Alpha status report, 1196 days since leaving Earth's orbit. Dr. Helena Russell recording. In medical center, Michelle Osgood, a very special patient with a very special problem. She needs a new heart or she will die. And in the catacombs, our search for terranium, a scarce metal not only essential for certain medical uses, but also a vital component of our life support systems, continues to have top priority. The chief engineer in charge is Patrick Osgood, husband of the dying patient, a man who has had recurrent visions of Alpha being destroyed by a raging fire.
How long has it been?
Just a few minutes.
Terranium?
Anything?
Soon, Michelle. We're testing a new heart for you.
Dr. Russell. It's so boring to die slowly.
There's hope, Michelle. There's always hope.
I do believe you.
I'll see my wife now, if you please. Doctor, I want to be alone with my wife. There is no need for that. It's a scratch.
Patrick, you're hurt. What happened?
A revelation. I've seen the future for us all.
Patrick.
A storm of fire will destroy Alpha.
No, it...
Only we can be saved. If you have the will, if you have the faith to live, I can save you. But you must have faith.
Patrick.
Moonbase Alpha status report, supplemental. Waves of unbearable heat have suddenly begun to beat against Alpha. Our sensors are unable to pinpoint their source. Commander Koenig has lifted off in Eagle One to investigate. The incredible coincidence is that Chief Engineer Osgood predicted this occurrence.
Surface temperature now 40 degrees centigrade and rising rapidly.
Well, that's uncanny. A 20 degree rise in temperature in 20 minutes.
And still rising.
Well, can't you pinpoint the source?
It's out there somewhere. That's about as specific as we can get. All computer printouts show is that...
I don't need a computer printout to tell me that it's hot and it's getting hotter. Look, we need specifics. I need to know why and where that heat is coming from.
That is why the commander is out in space, Tony, trying to get visual contact with the source.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Where's Maya?
She's in life support, trying to squeeze power out of the air conditioning system.
Okay, well, let's try to relax. I suggest all the fellas, and especially the ladies, try to cool off.
Impossible to solve. Why won't you accept it?
Because the solution has got to be simple applied science. This is a schematic of the artificial heart perfected by Dorfman in 1987.
Too bad we don't have one.
This is our version. Michelle's new heart.
You mean new heart number 10, huh?
We've used Dorfman's exact specifications. It's got to work this time.
Not without terranium to coat the valves.
This time, pray.
Yeah. We tried everything else. Do you want the blood flow test first, or shall we build up our hopes?
Look, being cynical won't solve anything.
It helps keep the mind clear of personal emotions.
All right, let's do our final check. We're ready to test.
Well, then I've come at the right time to witness your success.
Patrick, we are trying.
And you keep failing.
Look, we think we've solved the friction problem by relieving the initial pressure.
You continue to solve every problem except the basic one.
I wish you had more faith in me.
Oh, I have a different faith than yours. A more certain knowledge of what is to be and what is not to be.
Must we have him here?
Well, at least we know where he is and what he's up to. All right. Let's make it work this time.
You scientists think you can give the gift of life.
We're Michelle's only hope.
Your medical science, your advanced quackery is no substitute for the true faith. Only faith can outface death.
put him under restraint.
Why?
Would you say he was slightly off balance, Doctor?
When he was having visions about Alpha being destroyed by fire, yes. Now we seem to be in the middle of a heat wave. I don't know, Doctor.
What now?
Try again.
Again.
Again. And again.
I wish you'd accept death as I do.
No, Michelle, the spirit lives forever.
Think in the past, Patrick. Come there with me. It's easier when you do.
Where is your faith, Michelle?
My faith is in our love. We've lived such a beautiful, intense life together. So lucky. Now we must let it go.
Rise up, Michelle. Rise up.
Please go now. She can't hear you when she's under sedation. For your sake, if not for hers.
I have a plan to save you.
Any new facts? New readings? You anything, son?
Nothing, Commander. The temperature just keeps rising.
How about tempers?
No tantrums yet. Have you found out anything?
No, nothing.
John, if the situation goes critical and you haven't returned yet, I suggest we evacuate all non-essential personnel from the surface and get them down below.
You're in command in my absence, Tony.
Check.
John, I've got a life and death medical problem here.
Yes, Helena.
Michelle Osgood. I've tried everything else. Nothing works unless you release some terranium.
We have no terranium to spare.
Or just a few grains.
We have a total emergency on our hands. And at this moment, terranium is irreplaceable.
So is Michelle Osgood's life.
Helena, in normal conditions, I'd take the risk.
But...
I'm sorry, but it's one life against hundreds. And I can't jeopardize all of Alpha. You'll find another way.
Glad you have such tremendous faith in me.
Wish you luck, Helena. Eagle One out.
Extreme heat can set off the explosives on this level, so let's move them down to level D, fast.
All right, load up that trolley.
Yeah.
Breathe easy, walk lightly. And handle that stuff very carefully.
How are we? Under control?
Well, don't anybody sneeze too loud.
That's what I like about you. You always give me such a great sense of security.
All the word with you, Tony.
Yeah, sure, Pat. But don't make waves in here. Things are a little touch and go right now. Come on, let's talk privately.
Oh, right here.
Matt, I'm sorry about Michelle. I wish we could have found terranium in those catacombs.
But we didn't, did we?
Don't give up hope. Helena is doing everything that's medically possible.
Don't apologize for our scientific failures. I have good news. There will be salvation for my wife.
How?
I am her salvation.
Matt. Is that what you came storming in here just now to tell me?
Hey, listen to me. I have supreme knowledge. Only faith can give life. Only faith can triumph over death.
Only faith, huh?
You go ahead, you mock me, Tony. You haven't the power of faith.
Mock you? Oh, come on, Pat, you remember me? I was best man at your wedding. Now, if I didn't have faith...
Just possibly, you may live long enough to see the proof of Michelle cured.
And again, you may not live.
Come on, Pat, what you're saying...
You stay here on Alpha, you most certainly will die with the rest. I congratulate you, at least, on not fleeing in the face of the coming catastrophe.
Fleeing?
Running away like the commander has.
Pat, I know what you're going through, Michelle. And I know how much it hurts. It hurts me just to watch it happening to you, but believe me, nobody is running away from anything, least of all the commander.
Yeah, well, he might have remembered the example of Noah's Ark and taken on board all those who wanted to go.
Patrick, old buddy. The commander has gone on a long-range reconnaissance to try to find out what's causing these high temperatures on Alpha.
Oh, I have the answer. I have seen the Holocaust. I have seen Alpha in flames.
I know. You predicted this.
I had a true vision.
There are all kinds of visions, Pat. Come on, why don't you talk to Eleanor?
You were my friend, Tony.
A correction. I am your friend.
You think I'm strange because I see the future. Because I say Alpha will be destroyed. Well, not Michelle. I'm taking her with me.
Yeah, all right. All right. Let's talk about it.
There is no talk. There is only visions.
All right, let's talk about visions then. Come on. I'll go with you to Eleanor.
Pat, there are explosives in here.
If he shows, hold him, but no unnecessary force.
Something wrong? Is that why you're here?
The last time I saw him, he was fine.
You're saying he's become dangerous?
Oh, you know Patrick. He's a regular bull in a china shop. He married you, didn't he? Swept you right off your feet. If he hadn't, I would have.
Patrick said terrible things were going to happen to Alpha.
Well, we'll see that they don't. Trust us. The important thing now is getting you well.
Just keep worrying about him.
Stop worrying, will you? The moment he knows you're fine, he'll be fine. That's a promise.
Right. Now, come on. It's time for you to rest, Michelle. Okay? We're trying number 11.
I thought that was impossible without Terranium.
We're trying an alloy that Dorfman used in his experiments before he perfected the Terranium wall.
You mean it worked for him?
Sometimes. For short durations.
Good luck, especially for her.
Best luck for her would be if someone would find some terranium.
Yeah. Helena, we had a scramble with Osgood in the A-level explosives room. While he was on the boil, hungry for a fight, hating everything. Now, he may be on his way down here, okay? Hey, wait a minute. What was he doing in the explosives room?
Yes, security.
The explosive rooms in B, C, and D levels are off-limit to all unauthorized personnel, especially Pat Osgood.
I could get to love this heat wave. How can we ever go back to wearing regulation uniforms again? Nobody will give us a second look.
Area 3 living quarters. Get security onto it.
Security, Area 3 living quarters.
Get a stretcher.
They used to say an old-time show business. One more time.
Yeah. It's like they used to say in old-time hospital wards. The operation was a success, but we lost the patient.
Yeah, but this time, no workable heart, no operation.
Well, we've tried everything.
Except uranium.
What we do now?
I don't know. One thing I don't want to do right now is face Michelle. Not right now.
Helena, we've got Osgood. Emergency reception.
He's lost a lot of blood. Surgical table.
When the fire comes, you flee to the catacombs.
I just lie back. There's no fire.
Hey, you will be safe in the catacombs, I know.
Another vision, Pat?
Oh, you must believe me. Dr. Russell.
Antiseptic.
Dr. Russell. If you look closely, you'll find I've wired myself as a human explosive.
Listen, Pat, this is no time for games.
You come closer to me. See what happens.
May I examine you?
Carefully.
Now look, Patrick. You've lost a lot of blood. It may require surgery.
No. Bandage my arm. And then you'll take me to my wife. She's waiting.
Pat, you can't.
Easy, Tony, old buddy. Any sudden move, I could lose my grip on this firing pin.
Tony, please.
It's wrong what you're doing, Pat. All wrong.
All right. Help me bandage this arm.
Hey, what a cloud.
There's no need to state the obvious.
Well, where did it come from?
Maybe it was formed by whatever's causing the heat.
Well, we sure can't tell from this side.
Yeah, but what I want to know is what's on the other side.
Listen to me. As a doctor, please don't do this.
Michelle is mine to do with, not yours.
She's not yours to kill.
I can save her.
The only thing that can save her is a new heart.
How many have you tried already, huh?
None with Terranium. Look, I promise you, I'll get Terranium for the next one. If John were here, he'd release it, wouldn't he? He would not risk Michelle being killed.
I could blow myself up before I would hurt her.
She has a chance here. You both have. Please, don't take her.
I am her only chance. You couldn't save her with all your medical science, even if you had Terranium, but my faith can. Come, Michelle.
She's sedated. She can't hear you. I love you.
I told you. She's mine.
External heat rising.
Glass shield!
There's our heat wave, Bill.
About Dante's Inferno.
Computerize its course.
Collision course Alpha. And Commander, it's enormous.
Speed?
Faster than our maximum speed.
Eagle 1 to Alpha. Firestorm is on a direct line for Alpha. ETA 1100. So batten down your hatches, Alpha.
And how about a nice, tall, cool drink waiting for us, Alpha? Hey, Tony, even settle for a beer.
John, listen to me.
Eleanor, I know what I'm...
We've lost him.
Tony, we found Michelle's nameplate. They're here in the catacombs, somewhere.
All right. Put Alpha on emergency status. Full alert. Firefighters, extra crews at explosive and munitions building. Helena, casualty stations. Peter, all non-essential machinery and equipment shut down right now, and I mean shut down.
What about Michelle and Osgood?
I'm going down the catacombs after them.
Tony, John may have been about to release some Terranium.
He was cut off, Helena. We don't know what he was going
to
say.
Then a determination has to be made. You're in command now.
Yeah. Well, we may all go up in smoke anyway. Take what you need.
We've got a head start. Let's see if we can outrun it.
Jake.
Hold on to me.
I'm so tired.
We'll rest here. Please don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid when I'm with you. I know you love me.
Yes, always.
Wasn't there any hope for me in hospital?
None at all.
Dr. Russell tried so very hard.
She failed utterly.
You know best, Patrick.
You're able to walk now.
Not yet.
I'm sorry, my darling, but we must go on.
I'll try.
Fire won't find us.
Too hard. I must stop.
Oh, try to go on. Michelle. Can you hear me, Michelle?
I'm not afraid to die.
You'll never die. I won't let you go. Be conquered by my faith. You weren't born to die. You were being and breath. What you are can never be destroyed.
Why don't you take a break?
When I know the patient's going to live, that's when, Ben. Checklist. All right. Systolic intervals check.
Yeah.
Waves of blasting alpha.
I hope there's something left at the launch pads for us to land on.
Here we go.
subterranean. Hang on in there.
That wall's got to hold.
Well, the job's half done.
Yes, Helena.
Tony, it's working.
The new heart is working. You've got to find her and bring her back. Tony?
Must be shockwaves from the storm.
Please, Tony, listen to me. We can't lose Michelle now. We just can't lose her now.
We'll get her.
Damage to all surface installations, Commander. Some casualties, but we are functioning.
Can you clear a landing area?
Top priority, Commander.
More surface explosions?
Yeah, Osgood prophecy. Just as well we're following a prophet.
Unless he explodes.
It's me, Tony. Listen, the new heart, it's working. Now, wait, Pat, listen. It's all right, darling. Come on. It's no good. We'll never find him in the dark.
He doesn't need to see. Not the way he knows the catacombs.
Maya?
Yes, Tony?
We're in the catacombs, level 3. I get here on the double.
Not so many injured as I thought.
Suppose we do catch up with him. Will it matter?
That's another thing I like about you. You're always upbeat.
Tony!
Maya! Maya!
Over here, Tony.
Oh, Osgood's taken Michelle deep into the catacombs. Now somebody's got to go in after them. Somebody who can see in the dark. Let's hear you, so we can follow. Thank you. I've got Michelle.
Where's Osgood?
He's buried under a rock wall. Give me a hand. Get her to medical, fast.
What about Osgood?
I'm not going to leave him here.
Are we ready? Power on the hypothermic lamps. Incision.
Heart rate irregular. Heart stopped.
Retractors.
Pressure going down.
Clamp off.
Pressure gone.
Suction. Arterial clamp. Venous clamp.
Her heart started again. Her heart rate's excellent. The pulse rate's poor. Her vital signs are weak.
She's dying.
With this heart, she should live forever. But we just can't transplant Faith.
Patrick said she would survive, but without him.
He's alive.
Put him over there, right next to his wife. think Michelle's going to be all right. I wonder if Patrick will regain his mental stability.
Yeah, maybe, given enough time and faith.
I see you can't tear yourself away from admiring my artistry.
No, I was thinking about Patrick and Michelle.
Yeah, about Patrick. You know, one thing bothers me. His prediction of that heat storm. I mean, how come he knew that? Well, don't tell me he was in communication with that storm cloud.
Look, his mind was under tremendous strain. We know so little about the universe. Who's to say there wasn't an intelligence in that heat storm that was somehow able to communicate with Patrick in the state that he was in?
Not me. Oh, would you look at that color? Pure amber. And the consistency of it. Well, it's not a bubble in sight.
Our computer analysis of your last concoction.
Yeah. Unfit for human consumption. Sure, I know. Would you tell me, what does a computer know about beer anyway? Well, no lust for adventure, no imagination, no taste, nothing. Ah, Vadeshi, you're a genius. Yes, sir.
Tony, Eagle One has just touched down.
Welcome back, John.
It's good to be back, Helena. I guess luck was with us. What's with Alpha?
Everything's okay, John. As a matter of fact, we were just about to raise a glass to your safe return.
Not of your manufacture, I hope.
Only one of us is that adventurous.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, who said that was unfit for human consumption?
Who said you were human?
I'm gonna go find Maya. If I'm gonna be insulted, I want it done by an expert.
John, thanks for the Terranium.
Terranium?
It saved Michelle's life.
Oh, didn't I? Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, John.